At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, Mountain Home has the one-point lead, and they will have the ball to start this final period. They lead Jonesboro 31-30. Satch Harris will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline to begin these final 8 minutes. Harris will inbound to the backcourt to Gilbert. We're underway. Gilbert across the timeline. Jonesboro once again a man-to-man, but don't be surprised if they cheat off that have some double teams. Ball goes over to Harris on the left wing. Harris dribbles, now gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert has it there on the left side. Now he's trying to avoid the double team, dribbles up to the top. Throws over to Harris on the right. Harris takes the screen from Tabor. Now he throws it to Tabor in the corner. If Tabor's going to be fouled, another 1-on-1 coming up from Mountain Home. Keelan McBride picks up his second personal foul, eighth team foul against Jonesboro, and Dawson Tabor will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 5 points so far this evening. 7:23 left playing this game, as Dawson Tabor will try to extend Mount Holmes' lead a little bit further. They're up by one right now. Tabor's first free throw is up. No good. He misses the front end, and Anderson chased down the rebound. Back comes Jonesboro. Again, 31-30, Bombers leading it. Here's McBride into the front court. McBride dribbling just inside the half-court line. Now he'll take the screen from Anderson. Dribbles to the left side. Now McBride gives it to Anderson on the free throw line. He's going to drill into the lane for the jumper. Good. Shamar Anderson with 8 points. And that is our fifth lead change of the night as Jonesboro's up 32-31. 6:48 left to play in this game. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Takes the screen from Tabor. Now he's going to be tripped up, and this will be the last 1-on-1 for Mountain Home. Shamar Anderson picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 9 against Jonesboro. Wyatt Gilbert back at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 2 with 10 points. So again, this is the last 1-on-1. The next foul will put Mountain Home in the double bonus. 6:39 left in this game, as Wyatt Gilbert will shoot his first free throw. It is up and in. So he does earn the bonus, and that is our fourth tie of the night. And now he'll try to have the sixth lead change, and he gets it. 12 points for Wyatt Gilbert. Six lead changes as Mountain Home's back on top, 33-32, a little over 6.5 left in this contest. McBride will give it to Richardson, who will set the offense. Richardson throws it in the left corner to Rouse. Rouse is going to drill towards the lane. Now kicks it back out to Richardson. Richardson's going to go down into the lane, going in for the layup. He cannot get to go. Rebound's knocked around, controlled by Jones, and back comes Mountain Home. Bombers with the ball, leading by a point. Gilbert gets it into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles up to the top, now goes over towards the right, throws up top to Jones. Jones will dribble to the left side, gives it there to Sorrell. Sorrell back to Jones. Now Jones going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks out to Harris in the right corner. Harris is going to drill towards the paint. Kicks out to Tabor in the corner. Cross court to Sorrell in the left corner. Now near the top to Jones. Jones going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Matt Jones with 5 points, and it's a two-possession lead for the Bombers. 36-32 our score. 5:33 left to play. 5:33 left in this game. Here is Washington with it. Now throws it to Rouse. Down the corner goes to Richardson. Down his pass to it. And towards the paint, Anderson was knocked away by Tabor. Good defense by Tabor. Goes out of bounds, and Jonesboro will inbound with 5:25. Let's play. Anderson's going to check out of the game for the Hurricane as he'll be replaced by Kevon Pointer. 36-32. Ball goes to Washington in the right corner. He immediately puts up the three-pointer. Good. Jesse Washington with 8 points. 36-35. Mountain Home's lead back down to a point. Gilbert across the timeline. 5:10 left in this game. Gilbert dribbling towards the nearest sideline. Now going back to the top. Takes a screen from Tabor. Tabor dribbles to the left wing. Gilbert's going to go down towards the lane. Going up for a running jumper. Rolls around and goes in. Wyatt Gilbert with 14 points. Back quickly comes Jonesboro. 38-35 mounted on Lee. Here is Pointer trying for the three to tie it. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert. He's quickly back the other way for Jonesboro. Now that Mount Tom's going to set up the offense. 4:40 left in this game. 38-35 Bombers with the ball and the lead. Here's Sorrell with it on the right side. He'll dribble up near the top. Now picks up his dribble on the right wing. Gives it to Harris. Harris finds Gilbert in the paint. He's going to put up the jumper. No good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. Ball is going to be last touch by Jonesboro. And it will be Mount Tom's basketball with 4:25 left to play in the game. Noah, take that back. They're going to call foul on Mountain Home. They're going to get Dawson Tabor. They're going to get Dawson Tabor with his first personal foul on the rebound. That's the third team foul against Mountain Home. Back comes Jonesboro. Here is Wilson with up top. Gives it to McBride. McBride has it between the circles. About lost the handle of it. Now throws over to Rouse on the right side. Down in the corner it goes to Wilson. Wilson will drill down into the lane. Now kicks it back out to Rouse. Rouse going to try for the three for the tie. No good. And rebound's controlled by Dawson Tabor. Back comes Mountain Home. Less than 4 minutes left in this game. Bombers with the ball leading 38-35. Gilbert throws it into the front court to Harris. Harris finds Jones going into the lane. Follow through and a jam! Matt Jones with 7 points. And boy, Wes Swift is not happy with his team. He wants a timeout. We'll break with 3:44 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 40-35. It is a full timeout. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
One of the risks you take when you play zone defense and you double team someone, you leave the risk of leaving someone open. That's exactly what happened. Satch Harris was able to find Matt Jones and towards the lane by himself, and he was able to go up for the two-handed jam to make it a two-possession game. Mountain Home leading 40-35 with 3:44 left to play in this contest. And Jonesboro will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Marion Wilson will inbound Keelan McBride. McBride into the front court for the Hurricane. Dribbles toward the right side. Now goes back up to the top. They're going to call an offensive foul on the illegal screen on Jesse Washington. That is his fourth personal foul. That is the 10th team foul against the Hurricane and their seventh turnover of the night. Now that does put Mount Tom in the double bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on illegal screens. So Mount Tom will inbound on the far sideline with 3.5 minutes left in the game. They lead 40-35. Here is Gilbert with it. They still got to get across the timeline. They finally do to Sorrell. Sorrell gives it to Tabor on the right wing. Now back up top to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. He's trying to avoid a double team. Gives it to Tabor. Over to Jones on the left side. Jones has Wilson right there on him. He'll start to dribble. Now gives it back to Tabor. Throws over on the right side to Sorrell. Up to, near the top it goes to Gilbert. 3 minutes left in this game. Mounts home with the ball leading by five. Gilbert takes screen from Tabor. Now drills a little closer to the three-point line. He's got to get some distance between him as a defender. He finally does. And now Mounts home's going to take the timeout. So we'll break with 2:48 left to play in this game. It is a full timeout. Well, again, we'll break with 2:48. It is Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 40-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
So Mountain Home taking the timeout. I believe they've got two left, and I think Jonesboro has three left. 2:48 left to play in this game. Bombers will inbound the ball on the far sideline, leading 40-35. Satch Harris will trigger the inbound pass. Gets it into the backcourt to Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert crosses the timeline with it. Now dribbles to the right wing. Now throws it up top to Jones. Jones gives it to Tabor. Back to Jones. Now Jones going to dribble down a little closer to the three-point line. Throws it over to Harris on the right side. Harris going to gives it to Sorrell in the right corner, left corner, that is, excuse me, back to Gilbert. 2:15 left in this game. Now Gilbert's going to dribble down, throws over to Jones on the right side. Jones will throw it across court to Tabor. Back to Jones. Jones going to drill down into the lane. Gives it back to Tabor. Back to Jones. Mount Home looks like trying to milk as much of this clock as they can. Now ball goes back to Tabor. Over to Sorrell on the left wing. 1:55 left. Ball goes to Harris in the left corner. Finds Gilbert going down into the lane. He's going to be tripped up. And two-shot opportunity coming up for Mountain Home with 1:51 left in this game. Bradley Richardson picks up his first personal foul. So Wyatt Gilbert back at the free throw line, where so far he is 4-4 with 14 points. He gets both of these. It'll be a three-possession game. First shot is up and in. Second shot for Gilbert is up. He gets both. He now has 16 points. It is a 7-point lead for Mountain Home with less than 2 minutes left. 42-35 our score. Here is Richardson. Back the other way for Jonesboro, gives it to McBride. McBride has it, dribbling into a lane, going in for the layup, rolls in and out, no good. Jones gets the rebounds for Mountain Home, and back come the Bombers. Gilbert gets it into the front court. Oh, they're going to call him for the offensive foul. They said he used his forearm to get some distance between him and his defender. Wyatt Gilbert just picked up his second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Mountain Home, and their 14th turnover of the night. 42-35, 1:32 left to play. Mountain Home leading by 7. Here's Richardson with the ball for Jonesboro. He dribbles to the right wing, gives it up top to Washington. Over on the left side to Wilson. Wilson will dribble down to the low block, going into the lane for the turnaround jumper. Good. Marion Wilson with 6 points. 42-37, back to a two-possession lead. Gilbert throws it to Jones. Jones gets it across the timeline to Tabor. Now Tabor's going to be fouled. 1:03 left to play in this game. Keelan McBride picks up his third personal foul. Again, Mountain Home already in the double bonus, so Dawson Tabor going back to the free throw line. So far, he's 0-1 from the charity stripe with 5 points. Again, 1:03 left. Well, Tabor's first free throw is up and in. So if he gets his next one, he'll be back to a three-possession lead for the Bombers. Tabor's second shot is up, and he gets both. 7 points for Dawson Tabor. 44-37, Bombers leading it as we take inside the final minute. Here is McBride with it. He'll take the screen, now gives it to Rouse. Rouse is going to pull up for the three-pointer, good. And Jonesboro's quickly going to take the timeout. Ryan Rouse with his first 3 points of the night. We'll break with 48.4 seconds left. It is a short timeout as Mountain Home leads Jonesboro 44-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
So Jonesboro taking that timeout. They and both teams now coming out on the floor. Mountain Home, here's a timeout situation. Mountain Home has two full timeouts left. They are out of 30s. Jonesboro with one full timeout and one 30-second timeout left. 48.4 seconds left in this game. Mountain Home with the ball leading 44-40. Satch Harris will inbound the ball as Jonesboro is going with the full court press. Harris inbounds it to Gilbert. Gilbert trying to get out of a double team. Gives it to Harris. Now to Tabor. Now back to Gilbert. They still got to get across the timeline. They tried to, but the ball was stolen. Back comes Richardson. His layup will not go. Gets the rebound. Puts it back up. He can't get that to go. He's going to draw contact and head to the free throw line, though, with 33.8 seconds left. That was Mount Holmes' 15th turnover of the night, by the way. Dawson Tabor picks up his second personal foul. That is the 15th foul against Mountain Home. So Jesse Washington at the free throw line, where so far he's 0-1 with 8 points. I mean, 1-2 with 8 points, excuse me. First free throw for Washington is up, no good. So one more free throw. Again, 33.8 seconds left on the clock as Washington has one more free throw to shoot. He misses both, and Jones gets a rebound for Mountain Home. He'll stay a two-possession lead. Here's Tabor with it. He's going to be fouled in the backcourt, and he'll head to the free throw line with 29.9 left. Bradley Richardson picked up his second personal foul. So Dawson Tabor back at the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 3 with 7 points. So Tabor will take the ball from the official for his first free throw attempt. Tabor's first shot is up and good. So one more free throw for Dawson Tabor. Tabor's second shot is up, and he gets both. Dawson Tabor with 9 points on the night. 46-40, Mount Home leading it. 28 seconds left. Here is McBride back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No, it will go up and in. They're going to call a foul on that too. Wow. With 24.4 seconds left. Matt Jones picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number 6 against the Bombers. Keelan McBride now with 11 points, and he's going to try for the three-point play to make it a one-possession game. He cannot get it to go. And the rebound is controlled by Jones. He'll be fouled quickly, and he'll head back the other way for the two-shot opportunity. 23.3 seconds left. That is on Amarian Wilson. It's his fourth personal foul. And so 46-42, Mountain Home leading it. Matt Jones at the free throw line, where so far he's 0 of 1. Make it 1 of 2 as he gets the first one here. He now has 8 points. So one more free throw for Jones. Second shot is up. Will not go. Gets 1 of 2. Rebound's controlled by Wilson. He's quickly back the other way. 20 seconds left. Wilson throws it to Rouse. Rouse tries for the three-pointer. He cannot get it to go. Wilson gets offense rebound. He goes back up with the layup. Good. And Jonesboro is quickly going to take the timeout. Marion Wilson now has 8 points. We'll break with 12.9 seconds left to play. It is Jonesboro taking the full timeout. Mountain Home leading 47-44. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Not Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
All right, Matt Holmes going inbound the ball, leading 47-44, 12.9 seconds left. Harris inbounds it to Jones, and Jones is going to drill towards the front court. Now he's going to be fouled from behind. He's just got to hit one, and that should put the game out of reach for the Hurricane. 8.6 seconds left. Keelan McBride picks up his fourth personal foul. So Matt Jones back at the free throw line, where he is one of three with 8 points. Jones' first free throw is up and in, and that should pretty much secure the victory for the Bombers. So one more free throw for Jones. Second shot is up, and he gets both. And Mount Holmes quickly going to take the timeout just to make sure that they have their ducks in a row. It is a full timeout. We'll break with 8.6 seconds left. Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 49-44. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
8.6 seconds left. Matt Jonesboro will inbound the ball. Mountain Home leading 49-44. As long as Mountain Home doesn't make any mistakes, like committing silly fouls or anything like that, they should be able to hold on for this victory. Ryan Rouse will inbound the ball for the Hurricane. Baseball pass to Washington. He throws it off. He throws it into Washington. Washington was on the far sideline, and Matt Jonesboro is going to turn it over with 5.8 left. Mountain Home will get the ball back. Say if the game wasn't secured now, it should pretty much be by now. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert in the backcourt. He'll be fouled immediately. 4.7 seconds left. Wyatt Gilbert will head to the free throw line. Bradley Richardson picks up his third personal foul. So Wyatt Gilbert going back to the charity stripe. He has 16 points so far. He's a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line. First free throw is up and in. So one more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot is up, and he gets both. And back comes Jonesboro. Here is Wilson throwing it to Richardson. 1 second, he's going to try for the three to beat the buzzer, and will not go. And Mattel's going to get the 7-point victory and beat one of the top teams in Class 5A, the Jonesboro Golden Hurricane. What a night for Mountain Home Mountain Home gets the sweep over the Jonesboro teams tonight. Both the girls and the boys win. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home boys defeat Jonesboro 51-44. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers & Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers & Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.